La Jolla, California, UC San Diego Athletics presents TritonCast, the podcast for the UC San Diego Tritons. Here are your hosts, Jeff Toriel and Jenny Stevens.
Welcome to episode 32 of TritonCast, the official podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. Alongside Jeff Toriel, I'm Jenny Stevens. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or your favorite podcast platform, we're so happy that you joined us this week. And if you like what you hear, do us a favor, subscribe, rate the show, and give us a brief review. Jeff, what's coming up in today's Triton Spotlight?
Jenny, coming up in the Triton Spotlight in just a moment, we're going to chat with former UC San Diego softball player Maddie Lewis, who currently works with Jenny and me in the Communications Department of Athletics. Maddie shares about her incredible Triton softball career, which was capped off by an appearance in the NCAA championship. Plus, Maddie discusses what it was like transitioning from scholar athlete life to working in the athletics department. Our conversation with Maddie Lewis comes your way shortly in today's Triton Spotlight.
But first, we go around campus. Remember all the way back to episode 4? Last time we chatted with soccer alum Itzel Gonzalez, she told us about her call-up to Mexico's national team. Well, now she's earned another selection to the team. Read all about it on UCSDTritons.com. Plus, UC San Diego Athletics was recently honored with the university's Inclusive Excellence Award. You can check that out on the website as well.
Congratulations to Itzel. What a great honor. And now, it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Here's our conversation with Triton softball alum and our very own communications colleague, Maddie Lewis.
So, Maddie, tell us, when did you first start playing sports?
When I was growing up, my parents kind of just enrolled me in all the sports possible, and I had an older brother, so I was just following in his footsteps. But I must have been 5 or 6 years old when I really started to play on organized teams. Started with soccer, basketball. There was a little bit of golf in there, and of course, there was some baseball as well.
So at what point then did you start kind of weeding out the sports for the ones that you were a little more serious about?
I played a couple sports at the same time until probably, I want to say 8th grade is when I stopped playing soccer and realized I just wanted to focus on basketball and baseball. And then when I got into high school, I also played 3 sports. So I guess when I narrowed it down to play, or that I knew that I wanted to play softball collegiately, it wasn't until probably sophomore year of high school.
I know you mentioned that you also played baseball in high school. Since baseball and softball are so similar, how did you eventually decide on softball and what was that process like?
Yeah, they are very similar. I think just the fact that I started with baseball and had an older brother and was connected with all the guys growing up in Little League and was actually better than some of them, I think that really, you know, there was no reason to switch over to softball yet. And then as I started to get older, even when girls started to switch over to softball, I just really loved the game of baseball. And like I said, the guys on the team were like my other brothers and they supported me. And and then eventually it came a time where I just knew that I was going to have more opportunity with softball in the long run. You know, guys get bigger, stronger, faster, and there's just going to be a lot more options for me out there if I decide to switch over.
Well, it's not quite as typical for women to play baseball. Were you the only woman playing baseball in high school or were there others?
From my experience in my league and in Alameda, where I'm from, I was the only girl playing in high school. But around the country, you hear about girls that are doing the same thing and, you know, following their passion and trying to kind of defy the odds in a way. So where I'm from, in high school, it was definitely just me, but it wasn't like a shock to me at all. You know, I was kind of used to it at that point. And like I said, all the guys supported me and I was just like another player on the team and it felt normal.
Did you ever get any sort of pushback or were people pretty open to it?
Nothing that stands out that I can remember. I think You know, there's probably some dads out there or, you know, guys on the team at first that are, you know, oh, there's a girl on that team. Like, it was definitely recognizable. But I think when they started to see me play then, and the fact that I could keep up and hold my own, I think, you know, those kind of thoughts are, you know, I can't speak for what they were thinking or anything, but I think those, you know, eventually faded. And like I said, we were all just playing the game of baseball. And yeah, fortunately, I didn't receive that much pushback, but I know that other girls had different experiences as well.
Well, we'll come back to baseball in just a little bit, but for now, let's talk about softball. How'd you decide on UC San Diego for your softball career?
So my brother, like I said, when I was little, I grew up, you know, just trying to be like him, following his footsteps. So he actually went to UC San Diego for a quarter, which is how I first learned about the school. Unfortunately, it didn't end up working out for him, but, you know, the two of us are different. And I just remember we had a lot of travel ball tournaments for softball down in LA. And, you know, this was during my brother's first year in college. So my dad and I would go visit him during those trips, you know, Friday, Saturday, whatever day it would be. So that's kind of when I saw the campus at first, and it really caught my attention. And then just like through the whole the recruiting process, like definitely had other schools that were interested, like some that were on the East Coast, but UCSD was definitely the only one that showed the most mutual interest. And the fact that, you know, it was pretty close to home, but yeah, not too far away, you know, just a quick plane flight down. You know, the academics and the athletics was everything I was looking for. The coaches, the other girls on the team, the culture, all that, the whole family aspect was really what I was drawn to.
How was that transition for you then when you started at UC San Diego?
It wasn't all that difficult, I guess. You know, any transition to college is different for everyone, but the fact that I was so close to home, I didn't feel like I was like that far away, and I was ready for a new experience and ready to move on to the next level. And when you're going through the recruiting process, you know, that's like the one thing that you work for is to be, you know, get committed and play in college. And so the fact that it was playing out, and, you know, it was a dream come true. And, you know, it was at that point, I was just really trying to enjoy it from then on.
Well, it really seems like you had no problem adjusting, at least softball wise, because you had an insane freshman season. You were an NFCA National Freshman of the Year finalist. What stands out to you the most when you look back on your freshman year?
Yeah, that was quite a year for sure. And I just think the fact that there's no expectations going in. And like I said, you work all your high school career for this moment and everything's new. There's no pressure. But yeah, I had a lot of fun my freshman year, and I made some great connections with the girls on the team and the coaches on the team that I think set me up for success later on down my career. But yeah, that was it was hard to put into words, but it was a lot of fun, and I miss it.
What did it mean to you? I mean, getting that national recognition so early on in your career was incredible. What did that mean to you?
I don't even know if I knew what it fully meant. You know, like I couldn't really grasp what that honor was until a few years down the road. But yeah, I mean, it meant a lot. And to have my coaches and my teammates supporting me and my parents and, you know, the whole athletic department along the way supporting me my freshman year was just, it was awesome.
Well, I know your freshman year was also special because that was the time of the Division I referendum, which was a vote by the students to decide whether or not to fund the move to Division I. Talk about your role with that and just the atmosphere surrounding that.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool time as well. So I was in TAC my sophomore year. And, you know, sophomore, junior, and senior year. And during my sophomore year, when the referendum was put on the ballot, a couple members in TAC would go out, you know, during the week that the voting was going on, we would go out into Library Walk and pass out flyers to kind of encourage the student body to vote. and push UC San Diego to Division One. So to see it play out and see it come into fruition now, and to even play like a little role in it, it's pretty cool.
Do you remember at the time, were you expecting that it would pass, or was there kind of some uncertainty surrounding it?
I think there was enough going for it that I think in the back of our heads that we knew that it was going to pass, but a lot of the higher ups, you know, in the athletic department, and even just like the TAC president and the AS president as well, I know that there was a lot of hard work that put into it. And so to see them do their part, we just wanted to, you know, support them, and luckily, and it played out.
How was your experience with TAC overall?
TAC was a really cool experience. It kind of, you know, just being the bridge between your team and, you know, other TAC members from other teams. It was super cool to just be able to mingle with other athletes and connect with people on different teams and get to know them a little bit better. But it was fun. We did a lot of fundraising and community service, and it was just a good experience to kind of like, it was a very fulfilling experience, I guess is how I would put it.
And what sort of roles did you serve for the Triton Athletes Council?
I was just a TAC member, so I wasn't on the executive board or anything like that, but we would, you know, me and the other TAC member, there was two per team, or there still is. We would just be in charge of like giving our team any kind of news that was going on in the next coming weeks. Just being like that face to help the rest of our team be connected with other community organizations and other athletic teams was a big role. And I'm really happy that I took part in it.
Well, switching gears back to softball, I've got to imagine that your senior year was another highlight for you. The team made it all the way to the NCAA championship that season. What was that postseason experience like for you?
Yeah, that postseason experience was unreal. I don't think I could have gone out on a better note. And, you know, just the way that our team banded together and everything clicked, things were adding up, we were playing together, and that's exactly what you need in the postseason. So it was unforgettable, and it's still is like really fresh in my memory. And I look back on pictures every now and then and videos and just kind of reminisce and smile at those times, just because those were some of the best. And yeah, it was awesome. I'm super grateful and thankful for the way everything happened, and couldn't have asked for anything else.
Well, that super regional series definitely had some drama and fireworks to it. Talk a little bit about what you remember from that series.
Man, that was crazy. That was a crazy series. I just remember the first game, we just came out, we were on fire, and like we couldn't really believe that. I think we went up like 3-0 at one point, and then we just tackled on a couple more runs, and we eventually were up like 9-1 at some point, and we're like, how is this happening? Because we had played them pretty close earlier in the year, but. Yeah, it was a little surreal at that moment, but we knew like they were going to be coming back the next day and fighting hard. And so, you know, we kind of put that one behind us and focused on the next day. And I just remember, you know, we ended up winning on that walk-off from Michaela. But I remember like as that at-bat was going down, like I was just like grasping on to Alyssa Wing. And there's pictures that show like how the whole series unravels. But yeah, that was crazy. And again, it's just a very surreal moment, but yeah, it was awesome.
Heading into that series, were you nervous at all playing the top seed Concordia Irvine?
No, I don't think we were nervous at all. We knew that we had played them pretty well. We had beat them before in that year already. So I think we knew we had it in us. And like I said, everything was just kind of coming together at the right time. Coming off the regional win again, you know, defeating Chico twice and coming behind in the loser's bracket, like we had the momentum running with us. So I don't think any of us were nervous. We knew we could get it done, and we did.
Yeah, you mentioned that regional series taking down a big rival, Chico. How did that feel for you?
That was awesome. Anyone who's played at UCSC knows, well, softball especially, knows that Chico State is such a big rival. And it was just awesome to, you know, we fell behind early that in the regional, but I think defeating Chico twice just made it that more special. And to do it on the home field, knowing that, you know, alumni were watching, and that was really special. And again, something that is still pretty fresh in my mind. So I think, I'll always remember it.
If you had to pick a top moment from that senior season, what would it be?
Oh, that's tough. I think there's a few that stand out. I think it was the second game against Chico, the championship game of the regional tournament. Just from an individual perspective, I remember it was the top of the seventh, and we were up, I want to say, by a run or two. And there was two outs, and I was up. Or no, there was two outs, and Shariah was up, and they ended up intentionally walking her to get to me, which loaded the bases, I'm pretty sure, or maybe put first and second. And I ended up getting a hit, and I just remember that one stands out to me. Just because, you know, anytime they intentionally walk someone to get to the next batter, you're kind of, you know, they're out for you. But another one that's obviously the walk off, but I think that my home run during the Super Regional tournament as well. There's a picture of me high fiving Coach Chi coming around third base, and yeah, that was just, it was a dream come true. Like I said.
Yeah, talk about your relationship. I mean, you spent 4 years there with Coach G, the coaching staff, and just the whole team.
Yeah, the coaching staff was great my entire 4 years. There were a couple changes with the assistant coaches, but either way, they all provided me a little, something different for my softball career, but also, like, for my, like, just as a person. I think they all had a lot of value to add to my life. But yeah, the coaching staff was awesome. And just to go through the whole recruiting process and barely even know them to growing that relationship over the years, they were like my number one fans for sure. Through my 4 years, and they're super supportive on and off the field. And, you know, they're going to be people that I can lean on as I progress in life and grow up. Like, they're going to be people that I can always fall back on and come to advice if I need to.
That's awesome. It's always so great to see just a lasting relationship with the coaches like that. Mm-hmm. For somebody who's maybe hasn't been on the team or hasn't been around the team that much, how would you describe the team dynamic?
Our team dynamic, although it was different every the 4 years that I was there, there was always a little bit different, but we still had the same values of UC San Diego softball. So we were very family oriented. We worked hard, we were passionate, determined. You know, we did all the hard stuff when we needed to. But we also respected the game and respected, you know, the umpires, respected our coaches, all of that. I would say those are probably the main things.
So when you look back on your whole career with Triton softball, then what are some of the highlights for you, or where do you feel like you grew the most?
I think I grew the most looking back on when I was growing up playing sports. I was a big perfectionist, and, you know, I knew I had the potential to be really good. And when I didn't meet that potential, I was disappointed in myself. So I think I grew the most through college in understanding that softball itself is a game of failure, and you're not always going to succeed. And I think I knew that obviously growing up, but I really started to understand it my senior year. But the part I grew the most is just like having, just enjoying the whole part of being a college athlete. Because we were provided some of the greatest things that, you know, just a general student wouldn't have access to, as far as the facilities, nutrition, athletic performance, athletic training. You know, you're just priority scheduling, all of that. Like, everything at UCSD, the whole athletic department is doing their best to allow the student athletes to benefit in any way possible. So I think through my 4 years, I just realized that I just got to take this whole experience in, because it doesn't last forever and it goes by really fast. So I think by my senior year, I was just kind of taking a step back and telling myself, like, this is really awesome. Like, you did it. Just enjoy it now. You got your best friends by your side. You got your family in the stands, and just take it all in.
Well, not only did you have success athletically, but academically as well. And it's not easy being a scholar athlete and balancing all that. How do you feel like you were able to balance it so successfully?
I would say the balancing being a student athlete, they kind of go hand in hand. So in order to do well in the classroom, you kind of have to manage your time around practice schedules and sleep and eating right and doing all of that. So I think the fact that you're doing both at the same time, you're kind of more obligated to stick to a routine and hold yourself accountable and be disciplined to a schedule. I think I really learned how to study when I was in college. I think in high school, I definitely didn't have that skill set, but you kind of just figure it out. And, you know, you have your teammates supporting you. They're all going through the same stuff. You're studying together every day. I think just you figure it out. And when you're doing well in the classroom, it kind of just transfers over to the field as well. And, you know, all the same skill sets that you use in softball can be used in the classroom and with academics. So I think I just kind of use that in my benefit.
We're chatting with Maddie Lewis here on this episode of Tritoncast. Maddie, you're that incredible senior year. What was next for you after you graduated?
So after I graduated, my family and I went on, I guess, a graduation trip, you could call it. We went to Portugal and Spain for 2.5 weeks, I want to say. So that was kind of a way to just take a step back from everything and have fun and enjoy time, I guess, out of the U.S. before I had to go into the professional world. After I got back from the trip to Portugal and Spain, I actually got an invite from USA Baseball, or the USA Women's National Baseball team, to try out for a spot in Dallas, Texas. And so when I got back from Portugal, it was a really quick turnaround. It was probably like 4 days. I got sent out to Dallas and took part in this event.
Wow. I mean, yeah, what a quick turnaround. Were you jet lagged at all, or did you kind of come back and have a little bit of time at least to yourself before you got started?
I think I was just kind of running on adrenaline at that point. I don't recall being super jet lagged. I had a couple of days, but still, there was a lot to prepare for in the next week or so.
So what was that experience like then? What kind of things were you doing on a day-to-day basis with the USA Baseball Women's National Team Development Program?
We had a training session in the morning and then inter-squad games in the evening. That's kind of how the schedule was. And it was pretty similar to, you know, playing college softball, just because, you know, after games you would have food, and like a team, you know, we would come back to the hotel and we'd have meetings, and then we'd get our food for dinner and then turn in our laundry and then go to sleep and do it all again the next day. So it was pretty cool.
So who else was attending this program then?
So they were six spots available, I want to say, that they were trying to, the USA women's national team was trying to fill. So the returning players were still there, and they were just trying to find six other girls to fill those spots. But it was pretty funny because Jade Gortarez, who is now at, she's a raging Cajun now. I forget what school it is, but she was there. She was at ASU last year in Texas for freshman year. And then also Kelsey Whitmore, who is actually on Fullerton. They were both in attendance and they were both on the team, but I actually grew up, playing with them on a team called the Dream Team, which was a group of girls that made a travel ball team and played against other boys' travel ball teams when we were about 14 or 15 years old. So that was really like a full circle moment, and it was awesome.
How fun was that, reconnecting with somebody that you hadn't seen in such a long time?
Yeah, we hadn't seen each other in so long, so it was a little different at first, but because we've definitely all grown since then, and maybe like the friend connection wasn't always there or wasn't there as it was before, but they're great players, and just to be in the same vicinity as them and to see how far they've come on the baseball team, especially, it's pretty amazing.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you played baseball growing up, but obviously while you were at UC San Diego, you were playing softball. How was that switch then back to baseball for this program?
Yeah, the switch back was pretty tough, actually. I mean, softball and baseball are very similar in a lot of ways, but the pace of the game is a lot different. The size of the ball on the field, of course. In baseball, there's pickoffs and, you know, base running leads. And maybe there's a few strategies here and there that are different amongst the two. But yeah, playing baseball my whole life and then switching to softball, there was an adjustment there, but I think I caught on to it pretty quick. And then going back to baseball was a little harder than I had imagined, just because the size of the field and then the size of the ball is really what caught me. But bottom line, it's still the same game in terms of concept, and I like both of them in their own different ways.
So for USA Baseball then, would that have been overhand pitching as opposed to underhand?
Correct, yeah.
So how, as a batter, do you adjust to that, or is it very similar?
I think adjusting to the batting or to hitting was a little easier, actually, just because in softball, the ball is, it can like do all these crazy things. And in baseball, it can too, but it's coming from like an overhand, so it's coming down on the plane rather than on softball where it can like go up or wherever. So yeah, that wasn't the hardest adjustment for me. I don't think I adapted to that part pretty quickly.
So since you've been working under head coach Patty Gerkins for the past 4 years, was it hard adjusting to new coaches, or what was the coaching staff like there?
The coaching staff, there are couple guys, and I think, yeah, there's some women too that have been a part of the program for a long time and have a bunch of knowledge and experience, and so that was really cool to just, you know, get a different take on the sport and be surrounded by people that all have the same passion for baseball. But yeah, it was really cool, and they were all very dedicated, motivated, and, you know, that sort of thing.
When you look back on your experience with the program, what's a key takeaway for you?
It was a great experience. I think, you know, I think if I had said no to the opportunity, I would have regretted it. And I really, it was kind of just like a cherry on the top to the end of my softball career, I think. And I think I wanted to prove to myself that I could be out there and compete and kind of fall back on baseball, which is where I originally started. But I had the time of my life, though, and I'm super grateful for the opportunity. There's no way that I regret it in any way.
We're here with Maddie Lewis on this episode of TritonCast. Maddie, what a year for you. You graduated, you went to Spain and Portugal, you went through this amazing program. What was next for you after that?
So after the baseball program, came back home and had a little bit of time to recoup and hang out with family and start thinking about life post-grad. And fortunately, I had the opportunity to come back to my alma mater and work as an SID. And another thing that I really couldn't say no to, it was honestly like a continuation of a dream come true. You know, just being recruited and then being an athlete and now part of the staff, I have experienced it all. And it's kind of made me more appreciative of my time, I think.
You mentioned that you work as an SID. For our listeners who might not be as familiar with that, what sort of things does that role consist of?
So an SID, sports information director, and that consists of facilitating communications between UC San Diego's intercollegiate teams and any external constituents, running the website, social media, any kind of monitoring of media, press releases, feature stories, all that kind of goes into it. I'm still, whenever someone asks me that, I still kind of have a tough time because there's a lot that encompasses it, but I think I covered a lot of them.
Yeah, no, I feel like you summed that up very well. How was it for you then transitioning from being a scholar athlete to working in the department as an SID?
Yeah, it was definitely a transition. I had to establish a lot of new dynamics with coaches and teammates and kind of create more of this professional space. But it's been really awesome, and I've gotten a lot of support from everyone involved. The athletic department has provided me so much in these last 6 years, and this is my home, you know, like UC San Diego is like my campus. Every time I walk on there, I'm kind of reminded of my time as an athlete, and there's just memories at every corner. And luckily I've been surrounded by great mentors like Jeff Turiel, Jenny, you, Kendrick, Scott, Richard, you know, all of them. It's been great. And I've learned so much in my time. And I don't think I would have really gotten the same experience anywhere else I've gone.
Well, you've definitely been an amazing contributor to just the whole Triton family with the athletics department. Were there a lot of things that you feel like you understand now about how the athletic department operates that you didn't really understand when you were a scholar athlete?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think, you know, being behind the scenes now, I wish every scholar athlete got this experience, because you'd be a lot more appreciative of all that goes into just one simple game day. And just like little things, like statistics wise, I've learned a lot of little details about games or sports, and like, you know, what counts towards this and what counts towards that. Whereas before, you know, when you're playing, you don't really think of those sort of things. But going into the more statistical side, like there's a lot of decisions and judgment calls and all that kind of stuff that I never even, you know, doesn't really cross my mind.
Well, we talked a little bit earlier about how an SID does so many things. What are some of your favorite aspects?
I think... Well, I've always liked to write. It's kind of always came naturally to me, so I think that's kind of why I always liked it. But being able to tell the stories of other student athletes through features is probably my favorite. It's just super cool to sit down and talk with, you know, either a current or even like an alumni athlete and find a way to bring out their voice and, you know, inform the public about any interesting event that they were a part of or another talent that they might have. So that's been super satisfying. And all the athletes that I have done a story on have been super appreciative. And so that's definitely a really good feeling. And it's kind of helped me in this closure aspect of, you know, my time here is coming to an end. And I'm kind of just, you know, giving back as much as I can.
Well, I've got to say, I love reading your feature stories. You do such an incredible job telling the stories of the current scholar athletes and former scholar athletes. What have been some of your favorite feature stories that you've written during your time here?
My favorite ones? I don't want to be biased anyway, but probably some of the, you know, the one on I did on Shirai Harrington was a lot of fun. I wrote one on a former track alumni who joined the Navy after hearing all the F-18 flyovers during practice, which anyone on campus is super familiar with how loud those are. I wrote one on a cross-country athlete who came to the U.S. seeking asylum. Those would probably stand out the most. But yeah, like I said, just all our athletes at UCSC have a lot to offer, and being able to find those stories and tell them and bring them to the attention of the public in any way is a really cool experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Just first-class scholar athletes here at UC San Diego. I mean, listeners might have picked up on this a little bit based on what you've said, but you specifically work a lot with the cross-country, track and field, and softball teams at UC San Diego. What's it like working with your former team?
It's a lot of fun. Like I said, at first there's a bit of a transition, just establishing new dynamics with the relationships that I've had with the coaches and teammates. But at the same time, it's been really fun to kind of be more than just an athlete with Coach G in particular. I can kind of just be myself and be a person around her and talk to her about normal things rather than, you know, just having the mindset of, oh, I'm just her athlete. And then with the teammates, I kind of also had to develop a new way to approach our friendships, but just to, and I know I'm not much older than some of them that are still there, but to see them grow throughout their time at UC San Diego and to see how far they've come since maybe their freshman or sophomore year has been really fulfilling too.
Well, I know that the pandemic obviously has had a big impact on athletics, and of course, staff are mostly working from home. How has that experience been for you?
Working from home has definitely been an adjustment, but I think it just has given me, you know, the whole pandemic in general has given me the ability to kind of invest in hobbies and other parts about me that I wasn't able to do as a student athlete. And, you know, after you graduate and after your collegiate career is over, you're like, what's next for me? You kind of have to figure out who you are outside of this athletic face. And so, you know, all things considered, I think the pandemic has been really good for me in that aspect of just trying to figure out what's next for me and, you know, the other things that I am passionate about outside of softball.
We're here in our final moments with Maddie Lewis on TritonCast. Maddie, when you're not busy with softball or being an SID, what do you like to do in your free time?
I really like to just be outdoors and enjoy San Diego and its weather. And, you know, it's a hard place to leave. So I think I'm really just soaking in everything I can that San Diego has to offer. And one of those in particular is surfing. And I've been surfing for a couple of years now, but not as consistent as I've been able to down here, and just because of the proximity to the beach. But yeah, I like to surf a lot, bike. Just go on long walks around San Diego and take pictures and anything outdoors, really.
Do you have a favorite beach to surf at?
Well, I live a couple blocks away from Tourmaline, which is in Pacific Beach, so that's the most convenient. But I also like to go to Scripps or La Jolla Shores if I'm feeling adventurous.
Well, that'll do it for us here on TritonCast today. Thank you so much for joining us today, Maddie.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Jenny, that was such a fun conversation you had with Maddie, and hearing about her journey to get to UC San Diego and the career arc she had growing up playing baseball as a girl and being the only female on the team. She downplayed it, but that had to be challenging more than she let on. And she really handled that so well. And that really helped carry her to where she's gotten. That's really cool to see.
Yeah. Maddie's always so poised. I mean, I'm glad, like she said, that she didn't really get a lot of pushback, but I'm sure there definitely were some obstacles. And I think another really interesting part of it is too, is just she started with baseball, switched to softball, and then switched back to baseball for the USA baseball experience. So really interesting how she's dealt with that. And because there are so many differences, although they're small things, between those two sports.
I think they're pretty major differences. And you're right. I mean, she made it, her effort was so seamless and she made it sound so straightforward, but it was absolutely more complicated than that. And I'd be remiss if I didn't just comment on Maddie as a person, having gotten to know her this last year and a half. And just like you, she's so hardworking, but her attitude is infectious and she's got such a positive attitude. And we're really fortunate to have her around. And she's just a lot of fun and a great person.
Absolutely. Yep. Definitely echoing all that. Maddie's been amazing to work with and her attitude is just unmatched.
Well, coming up on episode 33 of TritonCast, Love is in the Air. Don't miss our special Valentine's Day edition of TritonCast. We'll chat with some couples who hold UC San Diego athletics near and dear to their hearts. You won't want to miss it. New episodes of TritonCast premiere each Wednesday.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. For more on TritonCast, give us a follow on Twitter at TritonCast. And if you've got suggestions for a future guest, feel free to send us a tweet or email Jeff and me at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter at TritonCast.